It's BBC Radio Surrey. Let's find out more about one of our local competitors who has been absolutely smashing it. We're talking about Eastbourne. Yeah, the Eastbourne International is on this week. And earlier in the show, we heard from Leatherhead's Jack Draper, who's through to the quarterfinals. We'll have more on that in the next hour. But now I want to focus on Jodie Burridge. Lives in Kingston, went to school in Hindhead, played at Elstead Tennis Club. And on Tuesday, she beat number one seed Paula Badosa after finally herself losing out in round three against Beatrice Haddad Mayer yesterday afternoon. Our tennis correspondent, Julia Moore. She's a nut for tennis. I've just absolutely loves it. Julia caught up with and asked how she was feeling after 8 days of matches. 8 days!
In Ilkley, I made final there and then had to drive down Sunday night and then play on Monday. So it's actually been 8 out of 8 days, which has been very tough on my body, but it's been for good reasons only. I've been winning a lot of matches, so I really can't complain with that. I've had a really good week this week, to be honest. After Ilkley and how I was feeling and the 6-hour drive down, I wasn't sure how long I was going to be in this one for. So to get through two matches here, yeah, I'm just over the moon with it.
It's a mad run because you played three sets at Ilkley as well. It was a long old match. And then you drove down, you got here about midnight, and then you turned around and you've played 3 days continuously after that. It's brilliant. So how are you feeling now? What's next? Well, obviously, Wimbledon. Are you going to have a rest?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have a few days off. Well, a few days off tennis anyway. I'll probably do a bit of physical on Friday and then hit Saturday and Sunday. I think that's my plan going forward. But yeah, definitely a little knackered now. My body's hurting me a little bit. But I've got all faith that I'll be absolutely fine for Wimbledon. And to be fair, the adrenaline's been getting me through these matches anyway. So it'll be doing the same at Wimbledon as well.
Yeah, I was super impressed with your win last night against Paula Badosa. How do you pull yourself through those sorts of matches? Because, you know you can do it. You're looking bouncy, you're looking fit. But obviously, that's just part of it, isn't it? There's the mental side of it. And she's a name. So how do you get through that?
To be honest, I kind of took her name and who I was playing out of the equation. I just played the ball. I didn't play anything else. And that's what I've been doing the last few matches. That's how I've got through the tight moments. And yeah, last night obviously was the biggest win of my career. Unfortunately, I couldn't back it up today, but Beatrice played, yeah, an unbelievable match. But I've just taken the confidence from the last 3 weeks into those matches. And that's, yeah, kind of what's been getting me through and all of the mental and physical work that I've been doing the last few months, not just the last few weeks, like 6 months, a year, is all paying off now.
I want to come back to the hard work because that's something that people don't quite realise sometimes. So we'll talk about that shortly. But firstly, Beatrice is on quite a run as well, isn't she? She won at Nottingham, Birmingham. So, that was a tough match.
Yeah, it was a really tough match. And I obviously found out why today. I mean, she served unbelievable today. I normally, fancy my serve as quite a big serve, but she really showed me up on that today. And she didn't miss anything. She didn't give me anything. She was on it from ball one to the last ball. I think last night with Badosa took a lot out of me. So this morning, yeah, obviously not feeling 100%, but that's what it was going to take to beat Beatrice today, and I just didn't have it. But she's on such a run at the moment, and her confidence is obviously off the charts as well, especially on the grass. So yeah, it was a tough match for sure.
You started playing when you were growing up in Hindhead, and I think you started at Elstead, or was it somewhere else?
Yeah, Elstead, and then the Bourne Club a little bit, and then I was also at like St George's with Justin Sharing. This is when I was like 8, 9, 10.
That's Weybridge Tennis Academy in, yes, Surrey County. Tennis is there as well, yeah.
Yeah, it was Weybridge. And then I actually went to boarding school at 11 down in Bournemouth. Mm-hmm. And that's where I spent the next 5 years.
So for people who are sort of wanting to emulate what you're doing, so I'm thinking of, the 8-year-old girl who might have seen your tennis matches, or, the under 14 star right now. What does it take? What is the work that you put in, day out? Not the tournaments, that's sort of the end result, isn't it, when you play a tennis match? What's the work day in, day out like? What do you have to do?
Yeah, you've got to make a lot of sacrifices, for sure. You have to go up through levels as well. I mean, when I was, 15, I thought I was working hard. Then I went up another level And then 17, 18, when I decided to go pro, again, it was another level. So you have to go through these stages, and I think you learn a lot about yourself and your body, but you do have to make a lot of sacrifices. You do have to go through the pain a bit. You're not going to enjoy it all the time, but you do get enjoyment after. And for me at the moment, I'm finally getting the rewards for the last year of work that I've put in, because I had a stress fracture at the end of after US Open last year, and from then I kind of put my foot down and was like, I don't want any more big injuries, I'm going to get my body in a really good shape. And I'm still working, but I'm finally starting to get the rewards from that, and the fact that I've obviously got through match after match in the last few weeks definitely shows that I've come a long way, and it shows that that works. So yeah, it's gruesome at times, but it's definitely worth it.
So this is a random question, okay? Someone mentioned to me that your family might know Ollie Pope.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, my brother's played cricket with him at Greyshot. Yeah, I think he lived in Hindhead as well, or around the corner, or in Greyshot somewhere. We've known him, obviously, growing up when he was playing with my brothers. Message him every so often, so he's doing really well in cricket at the moment. I think he actually messaged me the other week saying, well done for, you know, success that I had then. So, I mean, we're obviously not, like, really good friends, but, yeah, we know each other enough to have, you know, easy conversation. And, yeah, it's nice to see that two of us coming from the same place are doing well in our own sports.
Yeah, absolutely. So what would you say to anyone who's learning right now in Surrey how to play tennis, as in children, I mean, you know?
I would say, you know, try and enjoy your tennis as much as possible. Try and keep everything fresh. Try new things. I'd also say play other sports as well. I played other sports until I left Talbot Heath, which was 16. I played netball, and that I actually think if you are a kid as well, you need to grow up. I think you should stay in school and do your education. Make sure tennis is what you want to do, because it is pretty full on. But yeah, just enjoy what you're doing. Yeah, work hard is one of the biggest things for me. And yeah, go for it.
Have you seen Serena Williams around? Have you had a chance to chat with her at all?
Not to chat with her, no. I mean, yeah, I think she's kept herself to herself quite a bit. But yeah, I mean, obviously when you do see her, it's inspiring to see her at the same tournaments. And yeah, you do kind of think, oh, that's Serena. But yeah, so it's been good, like, being here the last few days with her around.